This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today. Wow, it's Friday again. April the 7th thing in my mind today, or on my mind today, is that it was 2 years ago today that my darling English Bulldog Charlotte died. So I'll have that on my mind during this hour and during every hour of the day. And so sometimes if I seem a bit distracted, that will be the reality of what's in my mind. What's in your mind? What's on your mind? What's in your mind? A lot of people are focused on the passing of Don Rickles, who at the age of 90 becomes part of reflection, if you will. Character and a half, that's for sure. Many people who are into the business of speculating are wondering about the congressional realities of what Donald Trump did. According to Senator Rand Paul, the president needed congressional authorization for the military action that took place yesterday in Syria. What about it? What do you think has gone on? What do you think about the strike? There are a lot of people who are focused on a deal that appears to have been made between the president and Putin to get Assad out of there and to bring Edward Snowden home. I find this whole thing to be fascinating. Let's put a perspective together on it by listening to, first, the president announcing the airstrike.
I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result, I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria.
So, the United States launches a military strike on the target, which was apparently the air base where all of the chemical weaponry was, and lots of bunkers, fuel bunkers, that sort of thing. 50 Tomahawk missiles from warships out in the Mediterranean, I believe. The Syrian government now appears to have been really kind of destroyed, and President Bashar al-Assad is Assad, is gone, or at least that's the word that I heard as the sunset yesterday on the West, as a matter of speaking. The idea was to put the Russians and the Americans sort of made a deal, it would appear, and it looked like that Assad was the person thrown under the bus. The Russians threw him under the bus. I heard that from any number of sources. Oh, yeah, the Russians, they threw him under the bus. Let's bring it back around to our situation in the United States. Rand Paul said that while, quote, this is a Twitter feed at Rand Paul, while we all condemn the atrocities in Syria, the U.S. was not attacked. So he disagreed with what the president said, our vital national interest, I think in fact that was the exact quote, vital national interests of the United States are affected because, I think he kind of used the shoehorn to get into this. In a way, the United States interests, yes, I suppose we all have interests when the international community has interests. At this point, does it make a difference why he did it? It's done. It's over and done. So there are some who don't like Trump who want to impeach him for this. Aye. The action was really the design of Defense Secretary James Mattis, President, basically completely relying on him and his judgment. The option to strike in Syria has been there for 4 or 5 years. And the people who have been in charge before, secretaries of state, let's see, Mrs. Clinton said, Assad's got to go. And Kerry said, Assad's got to go. And Obama said, Assad's got to go. But Assad didn't go. He almost seemed to be more powerful. Assad, by the way, was the, there are two sons of the former leader, Hafez. This is Bashir. Hafez was the father, and the other son, the older son, was killed racing a Ferrari around in the desert someplace. I remember that a number of years ago. So Bashir was in England. I think he was either a dentist or an optometrist, something. He's a doctor. And his father brought him home before he died, if I remember all the pieces of the story correctly. I can't tell you that I've got all of the things in order, but that's what I recall about him getting back there. He wasn't as good-looking as the older brother. He wasn't as much groomed. The father didn't pay a whole... this is a wealthy family, stealing from the people who are in the country, making themselves rich. These people all are billionaires who run these countries, these dictators. And so you take your money and you get out of town. I think that was the deal that was made, pretty much. I don't see anything that counters that. I'm looking around because that was the last bit and piece of information that fell into my ears. And are we at war? I guess that's the question. And do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Or is the war over? It's bing, bang, boom. You launch those Tomahawk cruise missiles at the airbase. You blow up the chemical weaponry that's there, and that's the end of it. This was a substantial escalation. Trump showing that he had, there are a lot of people who actually think this was a good thing on both sides, that it was good. And so he gets points for being a strong leader. It's too bad it's militarily. But he seemed to be, the thing that distracted me, I don't know if you were listening to this or watching it, but the quality of the broadcast from, he's down at Mar-a-Lago with the Chinese leader, and the quality sounded like he was on a tin can. Did you notice that? Have you got any other audio from this, Kara? Did you
notice? I don't have any other audio, but I noticed that too. And it always irritates me with all of these press conferences that
it's on purpose. They're trying to make him even sound bad, these people. Is that possible?
Possible. I don't know if I would go that far. I don't know what the... I would think that they would have great audio equipment down there, but
it's
yeah.
It's easy to get.
I don't know, but...
It was bad.
Mixed feelings about it, but only because I think everybody's a little bit worried about the repercussions just because nobody's really certain where it will go.
Repercussions from Daesh, you mean?
Not from Daesh, but just from how Russia will handle it, how Syria will handle it. But
the Russians were in on it, weren't they?
Well, they knew beforehand, but I did hear that they said we had damaged their relationship with us by going ahead and doing this. But, I mean, did we have a great relationship with Russia before this?
Where does Snowden come in all of this?
I don't really know either, because I look that up and I see different articles about Snowden, but nothing that really said how he impacted this or what his effect is on it. But, you know, I think Trump did what he said he was going to do. Not specifically, he didn't say he would bomb Syria, but I think it could be expected from the way he ran his campaign. And honestly, I think it's time that something had to happen, right?
Yeah,
everyone was just sitting around watching and talking about refugees,
nothing.
But nobody was doing anything, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now something has been done, and now what needs to be done after that something has been done. Let's do some thinking about that. 15 past the hour now on Good Day.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right, so Doug Steffen here. It's 18 after the hour. I find it interesting to go to Russia, I've been in Russia for a long time, but to go and try to look around their news media and see what the news media is writing or saying over there. The main question after the strikes on Syria is how do they respond? One of the things that you probably didn't see or haven't heard, there was a big protest again yesterday in Russia, part of the whole world of Putin and what's going on. Social media focusing on Putin in Russia. As a matter of fact, there is a representation of Putin that's been going around in some of the protests portraying him as a gay clown. But because Putin is all-powerful, he has declared that any image of him as a gay clown is illegal. You cannot share it in Russia. So I'm looking at a picture of Putin portrayed as a gay clown. And if this were to be shown in Russia at the moment, if I were there and I was holding this up, I could be arrested and sent away and nobody would ever hear from me again. All right, so that has not to do. It's just interesting to see how this world of ours is so fractured and fragile and there's so many things going on. Meanwhile, back to how Russia responds to this. Because as it was happening and after it happened last night, it appeared that Trump was in on it, that there had been some kind of a negotiation to do what the military did and then get al-Assad out of there. And that's where I'm not clear. I'm not sure anybody else is clear. As the morning started today, is he there? Is he not there? Did he go to Tehran? That's the question. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for excuses. The musical portion of our program is all about music news, people in the world of music that are making news. I don't get this as news, though. Although, so look at some of the news media, you'd think, my God, Barry Manilow came out, he's gay?
Oh. Breaking news.
Hello.
Who would have thunk it?
40 years ago, maybe it would have been big news, but from then to now. But he admitted in an interview, for the first time, he is married to his manager, and I guess that would mean he was gay.
His manager, Manilow's manager?
Manilow's manager, yes, is a man. Manilow's manager is a man.
Yes.
He's 73 years old. Real name is Barry Pincus. Been responsible for, in my opinion, some of the best pop music in the history of pop music. This is a great song, Copacabana. You can go through any number of songs. He was married to a woman in the 60s. Her name was Susan Dixler. I don't even like people knowing the name of my dogs, so for the public to get that close was really very strange at that point in his career, in his life. He says, now I don't mind. This guy, Keith, who's his manager, been hiding their relationship from the public for 40 years. They even kept their wedding a couple of years ago a secret until Suzanne Summers spilled the beans. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's kind of amazing he's been able to not comment on it for 37 years.
Yeah. I mean, why? Who cares what the guy is?
40 years ago, people did. I know, but like, I mean, it's you know, now it's, that's kind of an amazing thing with social media and everything, just to, that it's, that it hasn't come out yet until this.
Work. That's the, you judge somebody, if you're into the judgment thing, on, in this case, what this guy has contributed to our pleasure quotient over the years. There's probably not much that he's recorded that's been a pop hit that I haven't really liked. I went to a concert of his a few years ago, and I've actually been to, three or four of his concerts. And I just find the guy able to touch. Yeah, crank this up. to touch the emotions of people in a way that people can identify. I mean, everybody's had a Mandy in their lives. The fact that you want to sing about making it with somebody that you'd be at the beginning of a relationship so happy to be with. And then he wrote the songs. He wrote that song. I write the songs. Not only about the pop music, but the songs that he did for popular commercials. I don't know if you got a couple of those there or not, Kara.
You'll have to tell me if this is actually the version you think of, because this is the only one I could find.
Well, he wrote, there are people who argue about whether he created We Deserve a You.
You deserve a break today.
That's right.
Yeah. That was his creation. People claim that he only wrote the words, and other people say he did the music, but he didn't do them both. What are you going to do, argue about who did the lyrics and who did the music? He was Bette Midler's pianist. That's how he kind of got started. Had a great friendship with Barbara Streisand, and he was inspired early on. And just, I mean, the guy's prolific. Yeah, that's the only way that I can describe him. What happened?
don't worry about it.
Right. All right. So am I too excited or enthused about the guy? No, I think his music is fabulous. Yeah, this is a great song, too. Anyway, so Barry Manilow is gay. Who cares? He's a great performer. I hope he keeps going. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Ends 4/8/17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
At the hour now, as the good day overview of what's going on, a good overview is for putting it under the umbrella of the good day programs and good day hours, part of my broadcast day. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The Talkers Magazine folks every Friday put out a list for the weekend of the top items being discussed on News Talk radio stations. I think we're all used to that now. I am, and you are, because I usually go through the charts for this previous week to give you an idea. And during the course of the day, it'll enter into our conversations here. And then, of course, there's the Talk Radio Countdown show that airs every weekend on a lot of these same stations. 2 hours of discussion, including that which brings us around to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com to look at the list yourself, which includes the discussion of Major League Baseball. The season begins this past week, kind of an exciting thing for those who like to look ahead to spring and summer. The boys of summer, I think that's the reference, if I remember correctly. And then there's the fact that North Carolina won March Madness. That's big in there, too, as part of sports talk radio and conversation radio. So moving up the list from that to number 8, the scandal involving Bill O'Reilly at Fox. Number 7, the health care bill and what's going on with that. The exit of Mr. Bannon. Number 6 from the White House. Situation in North Korea. Number 5, president's meeting with the leader of China is 4. Our attacks and the aftermath of the Syrian gas. Look at these pictures of these people, these young... It sort of reminds me, this past week, I saw the movie Zookeeper's Wife. And as you look at this one more movie about the Nazis and what bastards they were, as you think about them and you see the pictures, matter of fact, what's in my mind are the young people that were leaving the Warsaw Ghetto during the early 1940s after the Nazis had taken over Poland, loading all the Jews into the trains and bringing them to the gas chambers, and seeing those pictures, then seeing the Warsaw Ghetto was horrible. Kids were young children, old people dying because they didn't even provide them much with food. So you sort of fast forward to what happened in Vietnam. I remember some stark video when I was a kid of what the realities were of using napalm and some of these other gases over there. And then again, you fast forward to today and what Daesh has done in the Middle East and what the Syrians, the Syrian civil war, really, people argue that it's connected to Daesh, and it isn't, and the Russia, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference as to what's going on, but in terms of the political realities. But look at the pictures once again. This is the era of instant communication. So you see these pictures of the video that's taken by people who have iPhones, and you see the plight of the young children, you see the plight of everybody, and this bastard Al-Assad doesn't care about anything. He's killed hundreds of thousands of his own people to keep his power, which I believe now he's lost. And why he's still going to survive remains to be seen, but anyway, he's not going to my thinking is, I look at all of the pieces, he's not going to suffer the same fate that Saddam Hussein did, although he ought to. Is there a deal that's been made, or will the international community go get him and try him for crimes like they did Saddam Hussein and then hang him? Hang him high is what I say. So that's number three anyway on the countdown. The number two item is the continuing focus on the engineering going on to get Judge Gorsuch into the Supreme Court. So let's have a few moments for that and listen to the reporter explaining what it means for those in the Senate to say they've gone nuclear.
It's official. The U.S. Senate has gone nuclear. On Thursday, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell triggered the so-called nuclear option, a historic move that permanently changes the Senate procedure for approving Supreme Court justices. And it was all to make sure nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch makes it onto the court. Here's how it went down. Senators convened Thursday morning and held a procedural vote to end debate on Gorsuch's nomination, known as a cloture. That vote was aimed at stopping a Democratic filibuster. The motion required 60 votes to pass, and the Republicans in the Senate couldn't get 8 Democrats to vote with them, so it failed. That's when McConnell asked the parliamentarian to switch up the rules so the cloture motion would require only 51 votes to end debate. After the rule change was approved, the Senate voted again to stop the Democratic filibuster, but this time the motion only required 51 votes, then it passed. A final confirmation vote for Gorsuch is scheduled for Friday. That requires 51 votes, so Republicans can move him onto the court without a single Democratic vote.
So, one of the things I've found annoying about all this is the use of some of this, the verbiage like cloture. What a stupid word. I have to use the word that applies here, getting him in. That's it. So, the long-anticipated rules change means that all presidential nominees for executive branch positions in courts need a simple majority vote instead of two-thirds. So, the Democrats are happy to say after this took place that the Republicans need to remember, when they're back in power, they'll use it the same way. So anyway, so the nomination of Neil Gorsuch goes to the floor today. The vote is a rather interesting maneuver, actually. Unthinkable before today. But it's a sign, isn't it, of the disruption or the anger or the dysfunction, maybe is the best word, as to what's going on in Washington. More argument. People can't get together. They aren't working together. Pretty disgusting, isn't it? But I'm not disgusted that Gorsuch is going to be the next Supreme Court member, because I think he's quite a good jurist. Yeah, he's a little right of center. Maybe people say, huh? Raising their eyebrow, a little right of center. Yeah, he's kind of right of center, but he's smart, and I think he'll be popular with the other members of the Supreme Court, and perhaps they'll work on bipartisanship, even though the Supreme Court, as we all say, wink, 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 there is this whole business about partisan rancor. And are they really fighting with each other, or is it just for show, is the question a lot of people ask. The number one item on the countdown this week is the investigation of the connection between Donald Trump and Putin and the Russians and that campaign thing. That doesn't want to go away. I don't agree with talkers. I don't think that's the number one item of the week. For me, it isn't. And even though on the programs that I do outside of the Good Day realm, the DJV experience does not really focus on politics or these political... You can get that everywhere. But I do think that a lot of people want to have more information about what's going on. I think for me at this moment, I would say what's going on in Syria this week would be the number one item. How about you as you think it through? As far as people are concerned on the list this week, because that's part of the talker's overview, Bill O'Reilly is at 10, Bannon's 9, President of China at 8, Paul Ryan is at 7, Chuck Schumer is at 6, Mitch McConnell is at 5, Gorsuch at 4, Putin at 3, Susan Rice number 2, and Donald Trump number 1. All right, so that's how that shakes out. In a moment, what's going on with the latest focus on LGBTQ rights in the workplace? This time, it's 43 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Superbeets. What are Superbeets? Superbeets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor, plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order, or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour now. The next item of interest in our discussion wheelhouse is the Civil Rights Act. The court, Federal Appeals Court in Chicago, ruling that the Civil Rights Act protects lesbians, gays, bisexual people, transgender people in terms of discrimination, the LGBTQQ referring to queer, which I find, as an aside, kind of interesting that people are back to that, because it was always, when I was younger, kind of a taboo, wasn't it? Karen, do you refer to people who are gay as queer?
I think it's one of those things where people are trying to reclaim it, so it's not such a negative term. So I think...
queer does sound... just the word itself sounds queer.
Yeah, and
queer.
I also think it's one of those things in context where if you're in the community and you use it, it's not a bad thing, but it's...
So using the N-word by black people is okay. They use it themselves, but white people use it.
Yeah, yeah, one of those things where it can be kind of derogatory
so if
someone else uses it in a negative way, but if you're in the community, it's not. I don't know, it's kind
so
of...
So is that the same... Would the same apply to using the term fag?
Yeah, I would... But I would say it's more okay to use the term queer if you're not queer than it is to use the term fag.
Fag.
I would say if you are not in that community, it's never okay to use that.
Okay. Well, I just did. Thank you very much. Okay. So anyway, the Federal Appeals Court story is now summarized here for us to sort of pick the high spots out of it, and you can listen and determine yourself whether you think this is something good or not.
A U.S. appeals court made a landmark ruling about a decades-old law that will likely have huge implications in the ongoing battle over gay rights. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago ruled that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 covers sexual orientation, offering LGBTQ Americans protections they previously didn't have. The law was passed amid the civil rights movement to outlaw discrimination, protecting racial, ethnic, and religious minorities. That ruling goes head-to-head with a decision on a separate court case in Atlanta, which ruled the Civil Rights Act does not include sexual orientation. The reason for the split decision could be that Title VII of the law explicitly bars discrimination based on, quote, race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Lawyers were able to successfully argue that sexual orientation was included as a part of sex discrimination in Chicago, but not in Atlanta. This could set the stage for a Supreme Court battle over the ruling.
So why would it be different in Chicago than it is in Atlanta? I think that's the question that comes up out of this. The Seventh Circuit is in Chicago. This is juxtaposed to the court in Atlanta that had the opposite ruling. See, this is what happens now. The world of jurisprudence becomes politicized as well. Everything's political now. Everything. All the decisions made for everybody in every circumstance, all about politics. It's kind of disturbing because they're what people who are traditionalists, they want to be able to hang their hat on something. Okay, this is, I affirm that this is the way it was and it's the way it is and it's the way it always will be. And that's not the circumstances here by any stretch of the imagination. 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour here, conversation with Uri Geller in Israel. Uri, my pal, Uri is one of the foremost experts on your mind and the minds of people around the world in general. So a number of things that I want to get to with you, Uri, today. First of all, the conversation about Syria, where you are in Tel Aviv in Israel, is about 100 miles from the Syrian border. And as I think I made clear when I was over there, people going across from Syria through a little bit of tip of Jordan and then into Turkey, and that's how they get up into all these refugees into Europe. So what's the general course of conversation there from the Israeli point of view with regard to the bombing that the United States did yesterday, and is Assad out of there?
Yeah, well, look, Doug, when something of this nature happens, which is kind of a major attack, there are many countries that are being told about the situation before it happens, before the buttons are pressed on the American ships, the carriers that have these Tomahawk cruise missiles. Before the red button is pressed, the American Defense Department talks with Germany, talks with England, talks with Russia, and talks with Israel. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Russians knew about this. And by the way, if the Russians wanted, they could have also tried to shoot down the American missiles. Did you know that?
Yeah, and they didn't. Right.
They didn't. So
yes, right.
There was some kind of subliminal agreement, I believe. And I know that Netanyahu was told that this is going to happen. And, of course, he blessed the attack, because what happened in Syria is basically and categorically outrageous to use
gassing of the
destruction.
Awful.
So this happened, and you're right, we are only about 110 miles away flight of a bird. But, you know, Doug, I think that America, Trump had to show his fist, he had to show power, and he had to let the Syrians know that this kind of behavior cannot go on.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what happened.
Sort of drawing the line in the sand. Okay, so there's another item from Israel that I find interesting, and I want to know what people there are saying about the fact that the Israeli election has been moved. The Labor Party pushed back its leadership vote from July 3rd to a couple of days later. I think it's the 4th or the 5th, because Britney Spears is going to perform.
Yes, this is amazing. It is all over the headlines in Israel. All the major papers carried this. All the news outlets, television, radio talks about this for a whole morning. She's coming, and the elections have been moved. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it is true. Who made that decision in the government? Only God knows. But she's very welcome here. You know, when mega stars arrive to Israel, it's really important, because lots of stars, lots of celebrities, they're either afraid to come to Israel to perform, as you hear me say, afraid, or they're politically motivated not to come.
Yeah,
and when such a megastar says, I'm coming to perform, this is very positive, because it just shows the world that celebrities and huge name singers and actors, sports people do come to Israel to enjoy and to work.
All right, speaking of celebrities, I'm looking at a picture of you and Don Rickles that was taken a number of years ago by the looks of your hair. His passing at the age of 90, he was actually almost 91. The fact that he was as visible as he was when you were coming along and becoming very visible, it was inevitable that people like the two of you would get together at some point. What do you think about him?
Very much so. He was extremely charming, funny when we met. Of course, he's always been very upbeat about his religion, being Jewish, and I was from Israel. It was fantastic meeting him. I think we met him several times, but, you know, God bless him, he reached the age of 90, and that's beautiful. What can I tell you? He was very witty to the last moment. So, Doug, it was, again, a pleasure, a big hug from me, from Hannah, my wife, from Israel, and we'll talk next week.
Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.